So that's the top and bottom HTML areas of your shopping cart. We're back to the setup, the top and bottom HTML, of course. So if you type in to those boxes in your basic setup, but it'll just look terrible. It'll just be a little tiny typewriter font. So you want to be able to create this in at least basic HTML, and you can make it as fancy as you want if you have a little web design program, which is what you'd be using to put the links on anyway if you're doing that yourself. All right, now the next one, I want you to put stars next to it in your notes. It's really, really important. It's the order form HTML. Now, the order form, by many, many studies, is where most people bag out of the sale. They get cold feet. They are not comfortable with putting their credit card in the internet. They'd rather fax or call you or be able to talk to somebody. So a lot of people leave right here. So it's very important that you give them every different option you can to order. So my top HTML for my order form says to order by fax. Print out this page and fax it to, and then I give them the fax number. You can also mail your order to, and then I give them my mailing address. And it also says for customer service or to order by phone. Call, and I give them the 800 number. Keep in mind, strategy here, folks, this is a global deal. I just got an order today from France for $700 and some. All right, so they're not going to be able to use that 800 number. So I say in the continental United States and outside the USA, and then I give them the regular number. See, so I want to give them every possible opportunity to buy. So your order form top HTML is very, very important. All right, now, on your order form page, you also have a customizable area. It's called the general purpose statement. Now, this is a place where you can put things like Maryland residents enter, will get 5% sales tax. Or this is a place where you could put that note about digital products don't need shipping. Anything you want in there. Or a minimum order is $100, I think is the example they have there. So that's your general purpose statement. I think they forgot to put HTML in that little box because that also is a place where you'd want to put HTML to make it look a little nicer. Now, a new feature, there's also an area under your tool set and then custom fields. That's how you would get to this new area for your order form and other things that you can do in this area. But specifically regarding the order form, you can now add particular fields to your order form. So if you wanted to ask another question like what's your birth date or your mother's maiden name or whatever else you can think of can be added to your order form. So if you have something that you know is important information that you have on the order form, this is where you would use it and this or make it happen. This would be your tool set and then custom forms. I'm bobbling here a little bit because I'm popping back and forth between the shopping cart that's new to me also and the recording studio here. So anyway, custom fields on your order form could be very important to you, so you'll want to know how to get to them. Now, the next thing you see is custom email message. Now, this is just plain text, so you can type in this box right now. However, what will happen, you've probably timed out again, so it won't be saved until you log back in, so I might not bother with that right now. You can probably just write it down and put it in there later. But if you've ever ordered anything online, the company that you ordered from normally sends you a plain text email that just tells the details of the transaction, like this is you, this is me, this is what you bought, this is how much it costs, just the basics. Well, at the end of that message, you can append a message from you. So I simply put, thanks for ordering from Antion and Associates. And I just have it in plain text there because it's going out in a plain text email. All right, now hit next and go to the next page, but chances are you've expired again. So you should be getting the hang of it to go up and log back in. and go through to the next page. I think that's the third page we're on, where we talk about the credit card. This is called your gateway setup. And you'd find that, of course, by going to your store and then down to the cart setup subheadings. And then the gateway setup is page number 3. Now, these are another thing that you may not be able to complete right now. Chances are you won't be able to complete it right now, so you'll come back and fill these in later. The first thing you see is credit card processing. Well, you want to, if you don't have this, I mean, you probably should just quit the whole deal. If you don't have credit card processing, you are not going to be successful on the Internet, period. I just can't think of an example of any way that you would be. So put in that, I have credit card processing capabilities. It won't matter right now because if this is not all set up, you don't have any customers anyway, so anything we put in here won't matter much for now. But you do want to have that, I have credit card processing capabilities. The next one, online check processing. I don't happen to mess with this, but some of my friends do. You know, you can only do so much. I've been doing business for a long time with simple credit cards and just haven't bothered with this, but I probably will one of these days. But what happens is if your merchant account can handle it, and you put that I do have it in that box, in that drop-down box, then a check appears on your order form, and they can just fill in their checking account numbers. So I don't mess with that, but that's what it is if you want to fool with it. The next thing, cards accepted. The only ones I take are Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. I don't know of any sale I've ever lost because I don't have Discover. That's the only one I ever get asked about, but that is rare, rare, rare. So I just fool with Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. Next is PayPal integration, and I'm not a big advocate of PayPal as your only credit card processing capability because I believe that there's an image problem for people in professional arenas that you'll be lumped in as an eBay seller, which is certainly nothing wrong with that, but for a long time it was thought that, well, if you can't get a merchant account anywhere else, you get one at PayPal. So I think people still have some of that stigma about PayPal. I may add it as a secondary because people with money built up in their PayPal accounts, it's a little bit easier for them to spend it. So I may be adding that myself. Haven't done it yet. I'm just a little bit worried about that image problem since I do have my own credit card capabilities. But there is an argument that says that people will spend PayPal money easier because it's built up in there and they've got to use it somehow. So PayPal is next, either yes or no, you do have it or you don't. And if you do, you know it already and how to use it. Now the next thing you see is the real-time payment gateway. In the beginning of this orientation series, I told you about the online credit card processing. Well, the gateway, I happen to use CyberCash. However, they've been bought out by VeriSign, but I still have CyberCash in here because that was my original login. ID and so forth. You see the bottom thing there says real-time ID login. Well, I have the code that was given to me by CyberCash a long time ago. Now, what you see here will vary depending on which gateway you have. And you can hit the box there and see a big list of gateways that are compatible with Kickstart. So you pick your gateway out of there, and then the next the login code and whatever information is necessary for that particular gateway will change on this and the next screen. Now, if you don't have this set up, don't worry about it at all. Whenever you get your online credit card processing, they will give you your codes that will then be put in here to connect the cart to your merchant account so that everything happens automatically behind the scenes. Now, here's some strategy again. A lot of people are so excited about this when they get it set up, they send out a big email to all their friends and colleagues and customers trying to sell something before they've tested it thoroughly. Well, that's going to kill you because there's always little bugs in these things, and if it doesn't work, you're going to look pretty stupid in front of your customers. So don't do this or put out or brag about this until you thoroughly test Visa, MasterCard, American Express. A lot of them will give you dummy credit card numbers. it's not really kosher, but you probably should do one, at least with a real credit card. Get one of your friends to buy something and give them the money back or rebate them or learn how to use your system. Now, when you, speaking of that, whenever you get your online credit card processing, you'll get what is called a virtual terminal. This is where the you would go on your screen to put in manual charges that came in by fax or phone, or give credits to people that didn't get their product or didn't like it or whatever. That's all handled on the computer now. You don't really need a terminal where you swipe credit cards and all that stuff, because you won't see any credit cards. So that's called a virtual terminal that comes with your online merchant account. So anyway, this is the credit card portion of your setup, and this will have to be set up properly before you can go online, and just don't forget to test it. Now that concludes, when you hit next, that concludes the basic setup of your cart. Go through your notes and make sure that homework gets completed. Then you'll come back, put it in this area, go through the screens, and then hit save, and your basic setup will be complete. Keep in mind also that many of these things in the early part of the setup can be overridden later when we see the more advanced features. Now, since I've got a little tape left on this side, and since many of you are new at setting up shopping carts, especially this one, of course, I want to just take a little time to recap again and give you the bird's eye view of what's going on, in case you got bogged down in too many details. Remember, the shopping cart runs by itself in a server far away from you, right? Which is a good thing, because it doesn't have to be set up individually and very technically on a lot of different websites if you happen to have more than one website. So it runs by itself. So picture it at an arm's length somewhere. Then picture your website, or many of your websites that house the description of your products. So you can make it look any way you want. You or your webmaster can put pictures of your products and have a catalog page that goes to another page, that goes to another page with big descriptions of everything. All of that is done on your website where it is right now. You don't have to move it, have to do anything special. Just describe the products on the site. So if you had on one hand your website, and hold them out in front of you. That's what I do to picture this. One hand your website and the shopping cart on your other hand. There's a connection between the two called a hyperlink. And that's generated by the cart when you tell it the name of your product. It generates a link that you or your webmaster then puts over on the website to connect the two. At least with regard to your products. All right. So you've got your website connected to the shopping cart with a hyperlink, so that when somebody clicks on one of your products, that link is specific to that product and goes over and tells the cart what product to display for the customer. All right, that's that. Now, the other connection going on, if you had a third hand, you would have your merchant account in that hand. And that is connected to your shopping cart by means of an online gateway. So the merchant account isn't really connected directly to your website. It's connected to your shopping cart by means of an online gateway. And so the merchant account, when someone makes an order, it goes to the shopping cart. The credit card is then sent down to the merchant account to see if it's any good. Merchant account sends it back to the shopping cart that says, hey, it's good. And then the email is sent to you to say you got a good order. The customer gets a confirmation that says that, hey, your order was good. And if it's a digital product, the shopping cart will go ahead and let the customer download it immediately. If it's a physical product, you'll just take that email you got, and then you'll have all the information on it to ship the physical product. So it's like a triangle going on here with back and forth between your website and your shopping cart, and back and forth between your merchant account and your shopping cart. And then when all that is good, the merchant account goes ahead and sends the money to your bank account. And here's another thing some people don't understand, is it doesn't really go in that second. You have what's called a batch that's created. Maybe, let's say, at 6 o'clock every night, all the sales that came in that day are batched and then sent to your checking account. So don't freak out if you test an order out for real and you don't see the money in your account. Let's say you have an online checking account where you can go and check to see your deposits and balance and so forth. Well, don't freak out if the money's not in there yet, if you just put a test order through, or if one of your friends used their credit card and did a test purchase, because it may not have been batched yet and sent in. So it could be the next day or the next business day that this happens. So keep that in mind. It doesn't happen. The money doesn't really go into your checking account that moment normally, unless it was just prior to a batch being sent in. So that's that. So I hope you have the big picture now. And we'll be going on here shortly to show you how to put products in. Other things we'll be doing is teaching you about autoresponders on the next tape. We'll be showing you on future tapes about upsell modules, ad tracking, all about checking your orders out, getting your sales reports, all the cool things. Especially conversion rate. That's one thing that the ad tracking will do. That tells you if you put an ad in somewhere, how many people clicked on the ad and how many people bought, to tell you if that ad was worth it or not. So that's a cool thing. We'll tell you how to download your backup of your clients and your orders, how to broadcast an email to everybody that bought the green widget or all your customers. Doesn't matter. So lots of great things coming up, and we'll move on to products.